Hallelujah. If you'd put up on the screen for us, please, Habakkuk, our scripture that we use, Habakkuk 2 for Vision Sunday. Are you in a big hurry this morning? I hope not, because this will take a little bit of time. But you know, anything worth doing, right, is worth not rushing. Back in 1995, you know, I smile every time I say that, because there's a lot of folks in the congregation that were not born yet, right? Yes, sir. And I, to me, that seems like not long ago. But in 1995, it was at the end of the year, December, right before, you know, January. I think it was after Christmas. And Phyllis and I, at our home in Oklahoma, were sitting down at the table going over our vision for the next year, 1996. And we had been doing this for, I don't know, 5-7 years already. And just sitting at our kitchen table with a yellow legal pad. Yes, and a pen. iPads weren't even invented yet, were they? 95? I don't think so. So yeah, ink, paper. You know, it was, I heard the country guy, Travis Tritt. He was on an interview. Somebody liked Travis. So, he said to his daughter, he had a famous song that was, "Here's a quarter, call someone who cares." And he's got daughters, and his daughters said, "Dad, what's a quarter for?" Well, it was for a payphone, right? But now younger generation had to ask, what's quarter for? Here's a quarter. So just for folks my age, just a reminder, when you're talking, their people may not relate. In fact, Jesse DePlantis, y'all know him, he said his granddaughter asked him, well, this was a year or so ago, said, "Grandfather, is it true you were born in the 19s? Because see, like in the 1900s, you know. Whew. Okay. And that is life. It goes by quick, right? And what was present is now in the rearview mirror. But we had for years, at the end of the year, we would sit down and talk about what the Lord had done for us and how He had blessed us. And then we would write down two categories. We would write down, number one, putting the Lord first, what we are believing to put into the kingdom financially and materially for the next year. And then secondly, any debts and obligations that we had. The Bible said, be diligent to know the state of your flocks. You're not supposed to just, you know, put your head in the sand and pretend. You need to know what you owe, who you owe. You need to know what the payment is, the interest is, the payoff. Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
You need to know these things, and you need to keep up with them. And you need to be in faith that you are paying this off. And you want to be in faith that you're paying it off early.
Right?
Right? Yes. You just like we just got through confessing that the Lord is helping us. We are reducing and eliminating all our debts. That's the will of God. So those two categories we would do every year. And then we would, you know, go forward. So we had done that for, I don't know, an hour or two. We had talked about these things, and we wrote them down. And the reason we wrote them down is the scripture, among others, Habakkuk 2 and 2. The Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Everybody said, write the vision. Say it again. Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that reads it. Now, that means somebody could read it and without a bunch of explanation, take off to do it. Yeah. Run with it. Well, that means it's a clear vision, right? It's not muddy. It's concise. Anybody could read it and know what it is we're talking about. Verse 3, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it'll surely come. It'll not tarry. Now, that's King James. I'll read it in another one in just a moment. But notice verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. You ever heard that before?
Yeah.
Well, that's connected with vision. Everybody say vision,
vision.
And faith.
Faith.
Write it.
Write it.
Believe it.
Believe it.
Run with it.
Run with it.
Can you see that?
Yes.
Now, one of the reasons we're talking about this together is because the scripture also said, how can two walk together unless they are agreed?
Right.
Do we need to be on the same page?
Yes,
believing for some of the same things in the same direction? Well, if it's not clear what we're believing for, we can't be on the same page. It has to, and that's one of the big responsibilities of leadership, is to communicate the vision. I didn't say that right. Get the vision and communicate the vision. Get the communication, get the vision from the head of the church and communicate it. Well, there's no need talking about that. let me read this to you from the Amplified. Amplified, verse 2. It says, the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes by may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. So this, you wouldn't read it and go, what's he talking about? Right? You would be clear. And so if anybody were to read your vision list, which is, you don't need to do that. But if they did, would they understand what you're believing for? It needs to be focused. And so the next verse, it says, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. It hastens to the end fulfillment. It will not deceive nor disappoint. Though it tarry, wait, because it'll surely come. It'll not be behindhand on its appointed day. And so some things don't happen overnight. Some things don't happen in a year. Right? But if it was the Lord a year ago, it's still the Lord this year. Right? And so when you get something from him, don't just slap a date on it and say, we believe it'll happen by this time. If he didn't tell you to say this time, don't say this time.
Yeah.
Just say, I'm believing. I believe I receive it now.
Yeah.
Well, when will we see it? Soon.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What if it didn't happen in a year? Well, it's sooner than it was.
Right.
We're closer to it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So read the next verse. It says, look not at the proud. His soul is not straight or right within him. So in faith, there is zero room for pride. None. Zero room for bragging and boasting about what you've done in yourself. That is contrary, entirely contrary to faith. Faith is complete reliance and dependence on your God. And when something happens, he did it. Right? You give him the praise, not yourself. It says, but the just, the righteous man will live by his faith and in his faithfulness. And so vision and faith go together. In fact, it's your faith doesn't have anything to produce if there's no vision. So we receive according to our faith. And our faith is going to be connected to the vision. And the bigger our faith, the stronger our faith, the bigger our vision is going to be. And the smaller the vision, that indicates the smaller the faith. And how we learned about that was on that day in end of December 1995, We were sitting at the table like we had the previous years, going over number one, what we want to put into the kingdom, number two, our debts and obligations, and we thought we were done. We're about to get up, and the Lord quickened to my heart. He said, turn to a clean page. So I sat back down. I told Phyllis, I said, I felt like the Lord said something to me. So she sat back down. I turned to a clean page. I'm sitting there thinking, okay. And the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard a voice now, but inside me very distinctly, he said, okay, you put me first. You put the obligations to your fellow man second. Now, number three. Well, we hadn't had a number three before. Right? Number three. Write down anything and everything you would like to have or do if money was no object. Is God really that good?
Yes, sir.
Is he?
Yes.
Hmm? Yes. Do parents enjoy seeing their children enjoy some things and have some nice things? Well, he's a father. He said, now, you've done, number one, you put me first. Number two, you put your obligations to your fellow man second. Now, number three, turn to a clean page, write down anything, everything you'd like to have or do if money was no object. I discussed that with Phyllis. We sat there and looked at each other, and an excitement stirred in us. We thought, yeah, okay. So we started talking about, and then, I mean, more than once, we'd say, yeah, but do you know how much? And the Lord said, I said, if money was no object. We're not talking about trying to figure out how you can pay for it. We're talking about believing for it. Right? And letting the Lord show you what he can do to get it to you. And if you could see how to do it, if you could make it happen, it wouldn't be faith. We're talking about beyond what you can see. Right? And so we did, for the next hour and a half, 2 hours, we wrote down, I don't know, half a dozen things, and I saw one of the reasons why he told us to do it. As we sat there and looked at it, an hour and a half later, I thought, this is pitiful. The biggest we can think is this. This is sad. Now, what people run into with this is traditional thinking, and they say, well, I'm just going to leave it up to the Lord. And how's that working for you? You can't leave up to him what he left up to you. It doesn't work. And people are trying to do this all over the place, and it's actually spiritual laziness. Some of it's just lack of understanding, but it's spiritual laziness. It's just not even try, not even, because part of this is you have to come to the realization of where I am in my faith. And sometimes that's not so impressive. But if you don't start where you are, you will stay where you are. But if you'll start, and man, it blessed me a moment ago to see all these hands that went up. Huh? That you put something down on your vision list last year or a year before or whatever, and it has come to pass. Huh? The first year we did that here in the church, even some of our own board members and staff, they were like, I don't know about that. You know, so they thought, well, okay. They put a few things down, and they all came to pass within the next several months. They thought, okay, all right. Here we go. See what's going on. Somebody said out loud, write the vision. Make it plain. Make it clear. Hallelujah. Is that okay?
Yes.
Proverbs 29, would you put that up for us? Why are we taking time to do this? Because we must do it in faith. Where do we get our faith? Where does it come from? His word. So do you think it's right to write it down?
Yes,
it is. And here's why. Proverbs 29 talks about it further. Verse 18. Proverbs 29:18, where there is no vision, it says the people perish. But he that keeps the law, happy is he. Listen to the Message translation of that, if we have that one. If people can't see what God is doing, they stumble all over themselves. But when they attend to what he reveals, they're most blessed. What you see here, where it says, without a vision, the people perish. That word perish could also be translated run wild or are scattered. Yeah. And the idea is they're just all over the place. Yeah. Why? No vision means no focus. We must focus our faith. And the focus of our faith, that's your vision. That's that when you concentrate on a point, that's your focus, and that's what you're seeing. That's your vision. When God took Abram outside, you remember? And he said, look up in the night sky. Remember he did that? He said, can you count all these stars? And Abram said, no, Lord. He said, that's how many descendants you will have. How many did he have at the time? Not a one. Not between him and Sarah, you know, not a one. And he said, like the sand of the sea. So as he's looking up in the night sky, as he's looking, looking. So why did God have him do that? Because your faith has to attach to something. If you can't see it happening, then you're not in faith. You've got to be able to see it, visualize it, image it coming to pass. That's why the Lord had to interrupt the builders of the tower back in Genesis when he changed the languages. He said, because now that they are, you know, they're together on this, nothing they've imagined. Well, imagined is from the word image. Nothing they've imaged, visualized, will be restrained from them. We are made in the likeness and image of God. That's a God-like quality and ability. Animals don't have this. That we can conceive of an image and vision of a thing inside ourselves. That's how God made the heavens and the earth. He saw it all. He saw our galaxies. He saw our stars. He saw our planets. He saw gravity. He saw the animals and the birds and the oceans and all that's in there. He saw us. And then by his faith, he spoke it into existence. And when the Bible says we are made in his likeness and image, we are speaking spirits like him. We have the capability to conceive a vision and see it and believe it and release faith through saying it and creative power. Now, we're not on his level. Yeah, and none of us creating a galaxy anytime soon. But we ought to be able to get our bills paid. Get a place to live. Get some clothes. Get a way to go. Pay off some bills. Right? And this is how it's going to work. Not sitting by saying, come by here, Lord, and notice me. That's not how it works. There's no faith in that. Doing what he said. Feeding your vision. Feeding. It's good to hang around people that's got bigger vision than you do. It'll rub off on you. It'll get on you. It'll get in you. Next thing you know, what seems so far-fetched and impossible, you begin to think, well, God could do that. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah, yeah, we could get there. Yeah. And so Phyllis and I did. We finally wrote down some things, and then we prayed over that. We released faith, and, of course, we've been doing that ever since then. Our vision list with the three main areas, putting God first, taking care of your debts and obligations second, and then thirdly, anything you'd like to have or do if money was no object. Write it down. And this is not something that everybody needs to know about. This is private between you and the Lord. In fact, you don't want to go around telling everybody what's on your vision list. That can be like a manipulation. You don't want to do that. And it's not like the vision list is locked today. You can make a change on it this afternoon, right? We're growing in our revelation and vision. And you don't want to just put something down that's not real to you. Now, certainly it'd be beyond your ability to make it happen, but it needs to be something that you're confident that you can and will believe for. And you'll have carryovers. I mean, you'll see we have carryovers on the church vision list this year. That's no big deal at all. A year's not a lot of time. 3 years is not a lot of time. I lost some folks. It's a fact anyway. Praise God. Everybody happy? If you noticed on the front of the building, 2 Thessalonians 1:3 is on the front of the building. Put it on the screen for us. And this is why. When we first started the church, Faith Life Church, Branson, in 2002, I guess it was, it says, we're bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, because your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all toward each other abounds. That's where we get that exceeding faith and abounding love. That's God's will for every church family. Right? Is that we are not getting stagnant. We are not going down and less and decreasing. We are increasing. Our faith is growing exceedingly. Come on, somebody say it. My faith is growing exceedingly. My love is abounding. Well, God is love. Hallelujah. The Wiest translation says it like this. Your faith is growing wonderfully, and the divine and self-sacrificial love of each one of you exists in great abundance. God's word says your faith is showing remarkable growth, and your love for each other is increasing. And so that's part of my job, to declare the state of the church today. And the state of Faith Life Church is good. Yes. Hallelujah. It is strong. Yes. Our faith is growing, and our love is increasing. Can you say amen? Amen. And we're not going to stop. After the next year, the Lord tarries is coming. He doesn't come beforehand, I should say. We are increasing. Now, you know, the Bible said in Hebrews 10, not to forsake the assembling of yourselves together. With the advent of the internet and people being able to watch online, some people that live, 5 miles away have decided to stay home and watch. Well, that's not good. The scripture says don't do that. And one reason why, he said, let us motivate one another to acts of love and good works. When you rub shoulders with like faith and even greater vision, it stirs you up. And it's too easy to sit in the house and, you got up and went to refill your coffee cup and you missed one of my main points. While you were going to let the dog in. Come on, are y'all listening? It's just, how many know what I'm saying? It is not the same. Now look, I get it. If you are 2,000 miles away and you're joining us, God make up the difference on that. It's a different thing. But the things of God should be enough priority that you roll out of bed. Right? You get dressed, you come, and you cannot serve remotely. You need to be serving on one of the teams, and because your life will soon be over. This is soon going to be over, and you want to have part of the reward of being a part. I mean, do you understand? Everybody who clean team, who clean these seats, who clean these carpets this week, everybody clean the bathrooms, everybody that's worked with the children, everybody in the parking lots. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Every person that gets saved, that gets healed, that gets delivered, that gets an answer, they got a part of that. Yes. Don't they? Yes. They got a part of that. Yes. And so this is significant. This is very important. So we have grown. Actually, our arms of ministry have grown and developed. We now have this church in Branson. We got the church in Sarasota. We've got the Word Supply. We've got More Life Ministries that preceded these churches, the traveling arm of the ministry. We've got Faith School, and we've got Faith Life International. Now, count that right? Six, I think. That's the different arms of the ministry. And so we'll give some reports on the churches today. We just had our annual board meeting back right prior to the Greater Faith meeting. And they know all of the dollar amounts. They saw the dollar amounts. I won't share the dollar amounts today. I will share the percentage. Because, you know, dollar amount invites comparison. And, you know, we are... That amount might be a little larger than some, but it's a lot smaller than others. But the Bible said don't compare. Yeah. Don't compare. But percentage tells the story. Yeah. And like I said, our board members, they saw the actual dollar amounts. And so we will we'll begin here just in a moment giving the reports. And I'll tell you why that we give the reports. Put up on the screen Romans 12:17. Romans 12:17 says, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. 2 Corinthians 8:20. 2 Corinthians 8:20. This is the Amplified. He said, we're on guard intending that no one should find anything for which to blame us in regard to our administration of this large contribution. For we take thought beforehand and aim to be honest and absolutely above suspicion, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. These churches and this ministry is not Phyllis and my personal thing. This is your church and the partner's ministry. And so we think it right to give the report and say where it came from and where it went. Is that all right? That was a little weak, but we're already planning on doing it, so... hey. Man, there's so much more you could say, but let's go ahead and bring the lights down, and where's my... I got... Thank you. Yeah, I got this handy dandy laser pointer. Woo, yeah.